If you're just joining us, the first half has just begun here in Worcester, Massachusetts. It's the number 2 seeded Clark in the new MAC versus number 6 Emerson. Orico fakes the shot. Now gets it over Guillermo Gusset Ruiz. Brenner, no hesitation. 3! Knocks it down from the top of the key. Emerson back in it, 6-3. Santilius drives with some power, finesse, and a finish for Bruce Santilius. Nearly stolen, and it is Pigeon. One pass, baseball style, flip from the shortstop to the second baseman. 6-4 out of bounds. Now this is passed into the corner. Mikey Robinson drives baseline and passes outside. It tips off of his hands, over his head, and out of bounds as Pridgen was unable to hold onto it. A turnover for Clark, just past the Clark University logo on the Emerson side of the court, past the three-point line, as Orico will inbound right there from the sideline, getting it into McNamara, pressured by O'Brien. Still not past half court, calling for a screen. A little crossover. He drives to his left side, gets it over to Orico, now cross past half court. McNamara drives left side baseline, guarded by McCardle. A size mismatch. Orico wide open for 3. This one goes down. Trevor Orico knocks down the trifecta. It's 8-7 with 14 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the first half. Into the corner. Wide open 3. Yes, sir! Jordan Richard from downtown. Open. O'Brien fakes the 3. Gets inside position. Slithering by the defender as he sticks it for 2 more. And now Isaiah Taylor's got the ball at the top of the key. Gets it over. This is Bruce Santilius driving, spinning, kicking it inside through legs of Gusset Ruiz and finishing at the rim with a nice baby hook. Oh, down court pass. McCardle scored that last basket. Trying to take advantage of that was Brenner, who was all the way down cherry picking. He caught the ball, and now Armand's got it at the top of the key. Giving it over to Orico. Drives into the middle of the paint. Misses the layup off the front of the rim as he tried to just push it right up there. But Emerson will maintain possession as it was knocked out of bounds by Clark. As Gusset Ruiz drives inside, Zurich puts it in. 7-point game. Caden Zurich catches the defense napping and assists from Lucas Brenner. Inside to O'Brien. Mikey O'Brien to the left block. Rejected by Gusset Ruiz. McNamara's got it at the top of the key, calls a play. Brings Zurich to his left, he sets a screen. McNamara driving into the paint to the right side. Kicks it over to Zurich just a little too far. Zurich recovers though, passes it out to Gusset Ruiz. Emerson with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Gusset Ruiz steps in and fires to the left. He hit that shot, he hit it. It was a floater from the baseline. He's not usually gonna shoot with that hand. It was a Steph Curry-like finish. And as the shot clock expired, he puts Emerson back up by 9. Double teamed, 3 defenders on 2 offensive players. Gusset Ruiz spins out of a double team and coming down with some pace, running like a racehorse. He's trying to find an opening, but it's ripped away. He's running too far and too uncontrolled. Ripped away by Jordan Richard. Mikey O'Brien, a swing pass back. Isaiah Taylor will hold the ball as they want one last shot in the half. Isaiah Taylor still holding it. Hands on his hips as if he's just run a big run. Not run the marathon yet. O'Brien's got it. A screen by McCardle to his right. O'Brien passes to Santilius. This is the point where he hits it, and he does! It's a 3-pointer by Bruce Santilius. Clutch continues. Shot clock to 2. Gusset Ruiz fires and airballs. Emerson leads the first half of this men's semifinal, 37-35. To Taylor. Faking a screen is McCarl. Taylor with the crossover, the step back, the 3. No, off the back of the rim. Going to the ground and getting the rebound is Jordan Richard, fighting for every inch of ground. A game of inches. And it's not football, it's basketball, but they're playing just as physically. And the fouls are being called to match. Defended by Santilius. Orico drives in against Santilius. No foul. Great rebound there by Gardner to keep possession. He's going to work and putting it up over Newman. Asher Gardner working his elbows in, and the Kiwi knocks down 2. 6-point game.
8-point game. 9 seconds. Orico gets it into the corner. Roban, he doesn't have that kind of time. He fires it. He misses. And that's that for the first time in 21 years. Clark, do you believe? Because the 2 seed is heading to the new MAC championship.